Hi guys. So, welcome to the show. Today I wanted to have a slightly deeper conversation about, as you can tell, it's quite serious because I'm going straight into it at the beginning of the show without even saying hello, really. Welcome. Nice to have you if you're here. Okay, so the conversation I want to have is about entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs have been for the last so many years of serious importance to the global economy. Entrepreneurs are the type of people that will have a good idea, even if it's just them that think it's a good idea, they'll have a good idea and they will roll with it. They won't just go, oh, it will never work, I give up. They'll roll with it. So that makes entrepreneurs essential for any economy. But as is entrepreneurs quite literally everywhere, seeding these ideas into business, it got me thinking, why is there so little support for that particular side of the economy? I mean, really, if everything is driven towards a profit-based mentality, you want to take the largest proportion possible of that profit and recycle it into the roots of what becomes good business. And that can be into the roots, which is education, or you don't necessarily have to put it too deep. Like, I'm not talking about telling kids in nursery school to become, I'm talking about, maybe 12 to 14 upwards, where their minds are understanding that being an entrepreneur is essential for the growth, just as essential as not being an entrepreneur. There's literally like two types of people. So it got me thinking along that line. Now, I went to the pub today, which is probably why I'm being so direct, after a Guinness on St. Patrick's Day, and had a good chat with a friend. And we were talking about lots of things, as you do. And we started to speak about entrepreneurs and the fact that entrepreneurs who didn't get the breaks in this current economic system, the ones that didn't quite find the investors, they didn't find the VCs, they didn't, you know, their idea may have been good, and they gave up along the route. They were just like, this is too much, I've got to just go back, because that's what most people are pushed into doing, go back into the system. Or they continued on their entrepreneurial journey and just didn't quite get that social media buzz, that sort of first step into talking to people that have enough money to help them do what they're trying to do. So yeah, and how those entrepreneurs now have a marketplace. They have a place to go to where the cost of entry is nice and low. And that place is called the metaverse. Not to be confused with Meta. So Facebook changed their name to Meta. Not to be confused with that. The metaverse, but that's for an important reason. The metaverse itself is a digital world. When people say world, you think global, singular global. The metaverse is multiple global. So you can create your own planetary system to then, so everything you see, everything you hear, Not yet everything you smell, funnily enough. I never thought that would be one of the more difficult ones to get into like a digitalized environment, but it seems to be. So yeah, touch and smell are the difficult ones, although haptic feedback suits are apparently very good. I've never tried one. I get slightly weirded out by the crotch area. But I digress. So entrepreneurs have this new area to go into, the metaverse. You buy an NFT, you get into the metaverse. It's like, and then everybody else is doing various things in the metaverse. This is how I understand the metaverse. On the 21st of March, we've got a crypto cafe at the Crooked Swan in Crewkerne, Somerset. If you're interested, it's between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, the 21st of March. So come on down. And this particular one is being visited by my good friend Ian Sheffield of Zora 7. Ian and I met a couple of years ago and have been working together on various projects ever since. He is my true design tech brain side of things, and is really helpful in developing creative digital assets that we do. So he's coming down, and he specializes in metaverses. Metaverses? Is it metaverses? Let's go. Yeah, I like that. Metaverses. He is very good at metaverses. So Ian's coming down and he's talking about metaverses and digital asset development. So that'll be the Crooked Swan on the 21st of March. So I just felt like that was a really interesting point about the fact entrepreneurs now have an avenue which would not necessarily grant all our wishes, because I'm an entrepreneur. Of you that know me or sort of listen to me know that I've run various businesses, from record labels to card shops, like playing cards, to digital assets and crypto and NFTs. So I feel that they're a property as well. So yeah, so I feel like I have an affinity with that area, and I feel that I understand a lot of the baseline issues with how to get started into things. And I've talked to colleges around Somerset area about from sort of 14 to 18 year olds, about how you take your concept and build it through the things that you enjoy, that you love, and you push it out that way first. And Gary Vee said something very similar, says a lot of things very similar about positive energy being flowed into the network. So metaverses and are now a really good area to explore your entrepreneurialism into, as they are, quite honestly, they're filled with people who are dreaming of building businesses, and you can use those metaverses to build your dream business. We're going to be talking about all of this and a lot more, the gamification of business and the way that modern businesses focus on fun and utility as opposed to necessarily just gleaning as much money from the customer as possible. So all of these things we'll go into at Crooked Swan, at the the Crypto Cafe in the Crooked Swan in Crewkerne on Tuesday the 21st of March. So hopefully you can make it, and it's a bit of a Q&A that we run every couple of weeks for digital assets and all things sort of modern crypto, NFTs, digital, and this one's Metaverses with Ian, which will be really fun. But I wanted to go back to being an entrepreneur and the difficulties that lie in the entrepreneurial journey, because it can be very, very lonely at times, especially if it's just you doing everything. So your concept, design, marketing, business plan, accountant, lawyer, all of these things are done by the modern entrepreneur at a personal level to build your business. And that's not even going into actually driving the business forward, getting new customers, although that is, I suppose, a large part of the marketing. And there are tools out there now, amazing tools. We talked last week actually about AI and about the fact that ChatGPT can really be a bit of a personal assistant to get rid of the first hurdles of generating spreadsheets and getting your business marketing strategy to a level that you could go to an actual specialist in that area and give them a document, and that document would explain what you want to happen. I don't know about you guys, but I have real trouble with reading, and so it means that unless I'm talking to somebody on the phone or in person, I find it difficult to assimilate the information that's on a page of paper, and the more entrepreneurs and people of that type that I speak to, the more I understand that this is quite a common issue, and it's not just laziness, although it does get into laziness at some point where you're just like, oh, I can't be bothered because I know how difficult this is going to be. It's that level of laziness. And laziness is a bit of a cruel word because it means that you're not putting in any effort, and actually you can do and you are doing, but because the difficulty that your brain has of transferring that information from page to brain and actually logging it in is really complicated and tiring, you find that you want to avoid these things. Trust me, I know, because I do. But you have a lot of tools, or we have a lot of tools now at our disposal to be able to maneuver past this block that you can be in, especially when you're an entrepreneur or a hobby jobbyist or somebody that is trying to create a side hustle. It can be very intimidating, but there are tools out there. And the metaverse is, like I say, one of those tools that if you can understand what it is and how it can benefit your particular business, it won't necessarily work for all businesses, but your particular business might have an advantage in a metaverse environment and might gain an advantage from using artificial intelligence tools like Midjourney for design or GPT for your more content-based strategies. So all of these things are worth looking into yourselves, and if you want more information, please get in touch with the show, with me, Oliver Pyle Santini, and the Crypto Cafe. Maybe pop on down and bring some of your questions. We're trying to be as helpful as possible. So yeah, so that was my two-part rant. I don't know if you can identify where I chopped in from Friday and it's now Monday morning, where I finished this off, because I had a few Guinnesses on Friday, so I was really intent on getting something going, but then left it over the weekend. My daughter was in a performance, which was a fantastic performance at Yeovil Octagon, run by Everybody Dance, and so we had a really, really busy weekend. I hope you guys had an enjoyable weekend and look forward to seeing you again soon, or speaking to you again soon, on the next Crypto Cafe podcast. The next one is yet to be defined, so if you'd like to give us some ideas as to what exactly we should be looking at, then please pop it in the comments. Otherwise, I hope you're all well and look forward to seeing you again and speak to you again very soon. Cheers.